Artist Ben Grosser is in Dublin this week to lead a workshop in digital self-defence, offering to get us tooled up to battle the world of compulsive social networking and the untrammeled data collection that goes along with it. Grosser's work often takes the form of software, such as his browser extension Facebook Demetricator, and aims, if not to take back control, at least to give us more focus on the forces arrayed against us. As Ben Grosser told me on a recent visit to Culturefile Towers.
For me, projects usually start from a personal experience of some sort, whether it's my own experience of using an interface or investigating kind of why an interface turned out to be the way it is in terms of a piece of software. That usually leads me down the track, at least at first, of making something. And that's where the kind of more traditional art practice is, except that for me, it's a code-based practice of writing software that gets in between the user and the system that they use every day and allows them to try to understand that system differently. One work, just to kind of give a sense of that, is this work, Facebook Demetricator. It's a browser extension that hides all metrics across the Facebook interface and allows anyone to use Facebook as they normally would, but no longer see how many likes they have or how many notifications there are, how many people are commenting on a post.
When you were thinking about, or when the idea for the Demetricator came to you, what was the problem that you were addressing?
I just came to a personal realization that I was paying a lot of attention to the numbers on Facebook. This is back in 2011 for me. And I realized that when I would log on to Facebook, the first place I would look was that red and white notification number. And then I would start scanning my feed to see who reacted to me. And what I was looking at was not who reacted or what they said. The first place I was always looking was how many people reacted to me. And I just found myself asking why do I care about these numbers so much? What is it about the system that makes me focus on, the quantity rather than the content? I had this intuition that I was really paying a lot of attention. I took the numbers away. I realized I really was paying even more attention than I realized in the first place. And as I started to dig into it, I started to realize that what was going on is that these numbers were activating me as a user to pay attention in certain kinds of ways. They change how I scan the feed. They teach me and others what to post and what not to post. We learn because we're so focused on our metric performance within these systems that we should post things that get high metric success and not post the kinds of things that get low metric success.
We had Robert Lustig on the program who's done a lot of research about how exactly those feelings that you're getting when looking at the numbers are created and why. And it seems that it's not an accidental thing, the feelings you're having.
Absolutely not. I mean, I talk about this in what I call the desire for more, that when we see a number that reflects on our sociality, likes, friends, followers, etc., it's really difficult for us to not want that number to be larger. 10 likes is great, 20 is better. 100 followers, okay, but I'd really rather have 200. And that cycle never stops. By design, the presence of the numbers then keep me engaged in the platform and keep me paying attention. My users of Demetricator report that the numbers make them feel anxious, they make them feel competitive, they make them feel compulsive. So taking the numbers away then relieves some of those feelings. But I would say perhaps the most interesting kind of category of feedback I've gotten is that the presence of the numbers also makes us algorithmic in the way that we interact with Facebook or other social media platforms. We end up creating rules for ourselves about how to act within the system based on what the numbers say, but we do that without realizing it in the first place. I get feedback from people who they install Demetricator and then they realize they're frozen, feeling unable to react because it turns out they'd created a rule for themselves without realizing it that, for example, they only like posts if it has more than, say, 5 or 10 likes. They don't want to be one of the only people who liked a piece of content and then nobody else came along behind them. And so they're not sure what to do. The converse is true at the same time, where people don't want to like a piece of content if it has, say, more than 100 likes, because that person's got enough and maybe they shouldn't have any more, as if likes are a finite resource. These are examples where we are scanning the feed, watching the numbers, reacting to the numbers in ways that we don't even realize, and the numbers are driving our actions.
When you're looking at metrics and how important they are to social media, you're actually, of course, seeing a kind of image of how the businesses see themselves and what's going on in all the businesses that produce these kind of software.
Absolutely. I mean, one of my interests is, why did these numbers end up there in the first place? And certainly one track of answer to that is that they produce ever-increasing engagement. That's why they're there by design. And the companies are invested in as much engagement as we can get. That's how they make their money. That's how they keep everything going. But I also see that a focus on metrics, an obsession with analytics, a need to grow, the desire for more, as I call it, these things are all inherent. They are fundamental to Silicon Valley and kind of the way that these companies emerge.
And your work is a little bit to feed back into that loop somehow, because the companies have noticed what you've done and have noticed the research area that you're investigating.
Yeah, they've certainly noticed it. Their attention to it has seemed, or interest in it seems to have changed some over time. You know, in 2016, this is the summer of 2016. I think it's important, the timing here. They were working to get it kicked off. The fall of 2016 comes, and that's the U.S. presidential election in the United States when Trump was elected. And all of a sudden, the media attention and kind of the focus on the role of social media in society changed, such that now people are asking a lot more questions. And what's emerged in the last year or so, or year and a half, is some beginnings of acknowledgments from the major social media companies about perhaps there's a negative aspect to the presence of these visible metrics within the platform. The first, as I recall, was Jack Dorsey, who talked about the follower metric as, I think the way he puts it is, incentivizing the wrong kinds of behavior or something like that.
Ben Grosser there, and you can hear the second part of that conversation next time. Meanwhile, Ben's Dublin Digital Defense Workshop is at the Hugh Lane Gallery on Saturday morning. Details on bengrosser.com.